This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lindell Report. And get everyone you can to come on, to get on here. We're going to have one of the best Lindell Reports ever. Let me give you what we're going to do here. I'm going to tell you, Ron DeSantis, we're going to have a big show about Ron DeSantis today. He did something that probably cost him his run for president. And if I can help it, it will cost him his run. He just as well endorsed Donald Trump tomorrow morning because his ship has sailed. And we're going to show that tonight. Why? We're going to show a little clip here from Ron today when he had a roundtable event, and we're going to comment on that afterwards. But why don't you put up a teaser for everybody, Brandon, if you can run that that one-minute thing or that little clip of Ron that's out there with, and then we'll explain it to people. Go ahead and run it.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, also joining us here today is Libby Locke. She's a partner at Claire Locke LLP and is an extraordinaire when it comes to First Amendment defamation. So, Libby.
Thank you, Governor, for having me and putting...
Okay, everybody, let me tell you what you're going to see. Let me tell you who Libby Locke is. She works for a company, or a law firm called Claire Locke LLC. You know who they are, Brandon? They're the law firm that has sued over 200 people in this country. Every lawsuit came from her. Claire Locke sued she works with Dominion. Now, why was Ron DeSantis sitting with Dominion? Well, everybody, you get everyone you know to watch this tonight. All you horrible journalists out there, Zach, I know you're watching. You called me earlier today about this. You're going to get a lot tonight, Zach, because here's what we're going to show on the show, everybody. I'm going to frame this for you. We're so upset with Ron DeSantis. I mean, it's over for his run. If he ever thought maybe he wasn't going to run, maybe he's just telling the people, you know, I'm out, you know. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. We're going to show in the next few minutes here, but as I'm framing this, a video that I seen back in November of 2020. I have not seen it since. I found it today in the archives. And it's very powerful. We're going to go through that piece by piece, and Brandon and I will commentate. Now, I also want to tell you, then we're going to have on Kurt Olson, the lawyer Kurt Olson, to talk about this law firm and this Libby Locke and her Claire Locke LLC, the law firm that's attacked our country. And why was DeSantis sitting with her and had her hanging out with her today in a little round table? We're going to let you all know. And also, Brandon, this is big news. We're going to talk, remember, everybody, about a month ago, everybody, we seen that Ron DeSantis won Miami-Dade County in the 2022 election by like 11%, and the county has not been red for decades. Well, that I told everybody that was a deviation. We got to look into it. So we asked for the cast vote records. They wouldn't give them to us. We came back here on Lindell TV. The media attacked me, but they got the word out, and they were denying these cast vote records. Well, about a month ago, or actually 3 weeks ago, they released the cast vote records to us, and we have had cyber guys going through them ever since. We have Jeff O'Donnell here coming on. At what time, Brandon? I guess it's 6:30?
About 6:25.
6:25, everybody. You don't want to miss the results of this, of what happened in Florida. But you don't want to miss any of this show. So tell everybody you know, download Frank's speech, Texas, get it all out there. But I want to show, these are just one of the things back then. Remember, everybody, Dominion sued Mike Lindell and MyPillow and over 200 other people sent threatening letters and lawsuits. It's called defamation. Okay. They call it defamation, where you would normally do something, say something, when you know that you're wrong and you have another agenda. Well, I'll tell you what, before I even got the machine evidence, which was on January 9th of 2021, I remembered this video, and I'm seeing it for the first time. Go ahead and put it up there, Brandon. And see, you guys, we're going to try and get through this, but I believe it's pretty awesome. Go ahead and start it.
Okay.
No matter which side of the fence people have been on, they've been saying, "Show me the evidence. I'll believe it when I see the evidence." And people on both sides agree that something went terribly wrong in November 2020, but there really has been no comprehensive place to see the evidence of widespread fraud until now. This video is pure data, so don't get mad. You can't be angry when a scientist confirms that gravity pulls downward at negative 9.8 meters per second squared, even when that fact works against the narrative you've heard. So here we go. Just before we show you some new disturbing video evidence, we'll talk about statistical anomalies in three states in question. In the early hours of November 4th, 2020, Democratic candidate Joe Biden received several major vote spikes in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia, suddenly placing him in the lead when he had been trailing Trump by a significant margin. 8,954 individual vote updates were analyzed. Across nearly all updates, there follows a clear statistical pattern. However, a very small number of batches are especially questionable. The four most notable aberrations were two in Michigan, one in Wisconsin, and one in Georgia. And all occurred in the same five-hour window, in the middle of the night, when in some places counting reportedly had stopped. Not only do these updates not follow generally observed patterns, but their behavior is particularly extreme. For context, using publicly available data from the New York Times, here is a visualization of the number of votes by candidate in Michigan from the beginning of the election.
Okay, everybody, if you've seen that, with that little line, everybody, that you've seen when he said, this is available data, public available data. They go through the Edison research, everybody. Every vote goes through there in the order received, and they come out, and then they go out to all the media. He just heard him say, publicly available at the New York Times. It's also available at all the other places. This year in the 2022 election, we did not use the New York Times here on Lindell TV. Our cyber guys used CNN. Remember that, Brandon? We used CNN. And so when you've seen what we've seen, what happened with all the races in this country that coming out of Edison research, when you see drops like in Herschel Walker and you see Fetterman getting 90,000 vote bumps and all this stuff, those are computer manipulated, everybody. So here, this guy was telling us this back in November of 2020 about these machines. This is publicly available data. This is evidence that all of us can enjoy, Brandon. So what I'm leading up to here is you're going to watch this tape, and anybody watching this is going to have doubt about Dominion machines and other machines. And so how can you talk about defamation? Let's keep going.
Election night to 7 p.m. Eastern time on November 4th. Trump is in red, Biden is in blue. Notice the sudden and improbable spike in votes for Biden at 6:30 a.m., where Biden received 141,258 votes, while Trump only received 5,968. This extreme ratio is surrounded by updates that are nearly the same in ratio. This particular update is 23 times more votes for Biden, and is the most extreme update favoring Biden in all datasets across all states. The situation
okay, stop it right there. Stop it right there. Okay. What he just showed there, that was Michigan. Okay. On that Michigan spike, we all knew that. And what did the media tell us? Do you remember what they told us, Brandon? They said, oh, those darn mail-in votes. Well, let me tell you, everybody, that was the middle of the night on November 4th. You know when the mail-in votes in Michigan were counted? They were counted on the morning of November 3rd. Hmm. So I wonder why Fox News never grabbed this back then. Keep going.
More start. A single update to the vote count brought Biden from trailing by over 100,000 votes into the lead. Thirdly, a vote update in Georgia at 1:34 a.m. Eastern Time on November 4th, which shows 136,155 votes for Joe Biden and only 29,115 for Donald Trump. The extents of these four vote spikes in question are more than the margin of victory in all three states, which means the spikes were not only abnormal in regards to percentage for Joe Biden, but also in magnitude of the vote count. Out of roughly 9,000 updates, this election was decided by only four extreme updates, each with a probability of less than 1/10 of 1%. meaning that had these four unlikely updates not happened, we would have a different president in the White House. Detractors argue that these spikes were merely human error and not indication of fraud, and the errors have been corrected. If the errors have been corrected, where is their evidence? Why were the results never changed? Others have said that the spikes indicate heavily Democratic precincts. If that were the case, then California would show many spikes of that magnitude, but it doesn't. Only one vote update in California is anomalous in percentage of Biden votes, but not enough magnitude to shift an outcome. The strangest anomaly visible in the data is a consistently identical ratio of Biden to Trump votes across time, which is theoretically impossible. Here is Florida. These updates occurred over a week following the election. Notice all the ratios of Biden to Trump votes are 100% identical over several days. This pattern shows up in many states.
Hold on, stop it right there. Did you see that? That was Florida, everybody. Every single update was identical, which is impossible. It's mathematically impossible. And tonight we're going to be talking a lot about Florida, Ron DeSantis, Miami-Dade County, and what Ron did today with a law firm from Dominion. The law firm of Dominion, the ones that sued everybody. They sued everybody for something called defamation. This video came out in November of 2020. By the time you're done watching this, every person, this video was suppressed, everybody, by crooked Google, by crooked Twitter back then with Jack Dorsey. Now we have a better Twitter. We have an amazing Twitter with Elon Musk. This video, it's amazing where I found this, man, where we got this today. It's right here on Frank's Speech, everybody. So you need to share this video, everybody. This needs new life. Keep going.
Here's that a computer algorithm is involved in the process, which is doing something called weighted race distribution, a feature of Diebold voting machines known as early as 2001, which gives values to votes rather than simply counting them. Here in California, we see an update of one vote. About 65% of that value is given to Biden and 32% to Trump. How can one vote go to more than one person? It is well known.
Hold on, stop right there. Did everybody see that on paper? That's called an algorithm, okay? It's a computer algorithm. So what you're seeing here that we didn't know back then about cast vote records, everybody, when you see it go through Edison Research and you see all these things, that's the votes as you're counting them. 67, 68, 69. You don't go from 69 back to 32, okay? This is the stuff we're seeing coming right through there. Cast vote records are very similar. Here they come out. You can't deny them. So all you horrible journalists that are watching, if I hear one more thing, oh, there's no evidence, Mike Lindell showed, you know, here this guy was showing this clear back in November of 2020. Let's keep going.
Diebold software was found to be switching votes through programming in past elections. Even though Diebold is no longer used, Dominion Voting Systems acquired ESNS in 2010, which had previously acquired Diebold under its new name of Premier Election Solutions. This does not exhaust all statistical data anomalies encountered in the 2020 election, but data anomalies is only one factor to consider. Next is eyewitness and video evidence. In Georgia, there's a case of a poll worker named Ruby who was seen on Instagram giving a secretive live video of her working in the back room filled with absentee ballots.
I'm gonna let y'all see this. Okay, don't say nothing. Listen.
At 10:30 p.m. on November 3rd, all media and poll watchers were told to leave State Farm Arena because ballot counting was going to stop. But Ruby and her daughter and three others remained behind at State Farm Arena. They pulled boxes of ballots out from under the table that was placed there in the morning and distributed them to several counting stations.
Back to Fulton County, Georgia right now, where our reporter Blaine Alexander apparently has some new reporting on the expectations for that count.
Well, Rachel, we've learned that the counting continues tonight. You know, right here in State Farm Arena behind me, we've learned that there are five people who are still inside, still working to scan those absentee ballots and try and get those numbers tabulated. Now, initially, we believe we were told that everybody went home at about 10:30, but I just got off the phone with the county spokesperson who tells me that indeed there are still some people in there quite literally burning the midnight oil, scanning ballot after ballot and trying to get that information in.
And Blaine, specifically, you said five people are inside that building? That's five of five actual individuals who are working on all the absentees in Fulton County right now? Just five? Wow. Talk about having the sort of fate of the nation in your hands.
Ruby is seen here in this video running the exact same stack of ballots through the machine three times. Other workers do the same. Note that a large surge in Biden votes can be observed after this tabulation at 0634 Greenwich Mean Time, which is 1:34 a.m. in Georgia, just after the time in question. You may ask, can a ballot really be counted more than once? Here is your answer from Coffee County, Georgia.
Can you scan a ballot more than once?
I've just done it.
You just keep scanning.
I just kept scanning that same. I just scanned the same batches that y'all just voted. Mm-hmm. I never got any more until that one.
I don't know why they approved such a system.
Ruby allegedly posted this later on social media. Of course, the mainstream media calls this misinformation, and most references to these videos have been deleted from internet search results. Apple News, the morning of the election, sent out a push message to Apple News subscribers that elections are secure. So if it's true that election fraud is rare, what about Raquel Rodriguez? She was recently arrested for election fraud in Texas because of overwhelming video evidence incriminating herself that she was harvesting ballots for pay.
Looking at the top of tickets to get votes for eager Biden, how many votes do you think you can deliver for us?
At least 5,000.
And what are we looking at as far as how much that's going to cost?
For the entire team that I'm looking at 55,000.
So $55,000 for 5,000 votes, top of ticket, eager Biden.
If not more. I'm not going to overpromise because remember, we're 16 days till election day. You can give me cash, you can do whatever you want to do.
$55,000 up front, 5,000 votes.
That's right.
Then there is cybersecurity evidence and the question of whether Dominion voting machines were tampered with over internet connections. Signed affidavits under oath from cybersecurity experts indicate that Dominion voter systems and Edison Research were using an unencrypted VPN with login credentials that were easily accessible and used by foreign adversaries to monitor and manipulate votes. The IP addresses into the Edison Research host service went in both directions, meaning that not only were China and Iran and other countries accessing the servers, but also Edison Research was communicating back to these adversaries. The claims that Dominion voting machines were not connected to the internet are completely false. Cybersecurity experts have followed the communication of the data from Dominion voting servers and Edison Research to foreign countries. A simple web search will uncover that DominionVotingSystems.com is registered to a company in Hunan, China. Three of the seven board members of UBS Securities are Chinese nationals. That company owns Staple Street Capital, which in turn owns Dominion. On top of that, the Dominion software is licensed from Smartmatic, which is a Venezuelan-owned and controlled company, and we're all familiar with how their elections go. Furthermore, forensic audits of the machines reveal significant errors. Although the mainstream media and politicians are saying that it's dangerous misinformation that Dominion voting systems are unsecure, this was the very message that several left-leaning news sources were claiming less than a year ago. NBC News and PBS found out just how easy it is to hack voting machines or cast fake votes.
It's important to know that Georgia just spent over $100 million on a contract with Dominion to provide image cast hardware to the state in time for the next primaries and for the 2020 election. And yet here these kids were who had opened it up. They said, look, you can pop the front off of it and here's a port you can get into right here. That's easy. You know, all kinds of stuff that you could certainly do within 6 minutes behind a curtain, much less if you had extra time because any of these were connected to the web, as we discovered a couple days before, so many of them are.
Despite opposition and attacks, election security experts were able to audit Dominion voting machines in Antrim County, Michigan, revealing unusually high error and adjudication rates. What does that mean? According to the report, Dominion voting systems is intentionally designed with inherent errors to create systemic fraud and influence election results. Ballot errors are sent to adjudication, which means the vote can be decided by an election worker where there is no oversight, no transparency, and no audit trail.
We've scanned 113,130 as of moments ago. We've adjudicated 106,000 plus of those.
Experts identified an error rate of 68.05%, which is far above the Federal Election Commission guidelines of 0.0008%, or 1 in 250,000. Although vote adjudication logs are available for prior election years, suspiciously, all the logs for the 2020 cycle were missing. Moreover, all security logs prior to 11:03 p.m. on November 4th are also missing. If that's not enough, the Election Event Designer log shows that the Dominion Image Cast precinct cards were reprogrammed on October 23rd and again on November 5th, which violates the Help America Vote Act,
which includes a 90-day safe harbor period that prohibits changes to election systems, registries, hardware, and software updates without undergoing recertification. Even if skeptics and critics persist that these issues are inconsequential, they should be willing for forensic audits to take place for transparency, yet they have viciously attacked attempts to review logs. Why is that if there's nothing to hide? Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, have even ignored subpoenas for release of election data and Dominion machine audits until after the inauguration. Then there's the mass influx of unsolicited mail-in ballots. The key word is unsolicited. In other words, people receiving ballots they never asked for. Politicians use the coronavirus to push mass mail-in ballots and extending the time to receive those ballots till many days after the election. There are many reports of people who voted in person also receiving multiple unsolicited ballots in the mail. People who did not send in a mail-in ballot denied in-person voting because they were told they had voted already by mail when they hadn't. This opened up chaos in the system and uncertainty.
Okay, I want to tell everybody, did you hear what they just said? Anybody that says we should have early voting and all that, these people got to the polls, got to vote that day, and they said, I'm sorry, you've already voted. That's why we have to vote same day in places we still have machines, because they just put the vote in for you. This is what happened in this 2020. Isn't this this is quite a video here.
It really is.
I hope
is.
Kurt Olson's watching while he's ready
he's
to get
us. Out. He's with us.
Can we just have a few minutes left of it, right?
Sure.
Okay, let's get the last couple of minutes because I want
four
Kurt
minutes
to comment.
Left.
All right, let's go.
As to who actually voted. Additionally, signature verification requirements were slackened in many states, adding even more uncertainty. In fact, the Pennsylvania Secretary of State unilaterally removed legislative signature requirements for mail-in ballots. More than 1,000 signed affidavits have been given by poll workers who have witnessed illegal activities, non-equal treatment of Republican poll watchers, counting ballots in locations with no poll watchers, poll watchers not permitted close enough to see the counting process, shredding ballots, garbage bags full of ballots for Trump, entire boxes of hundreds of supposedly mail-in ballots that have no folds, indicating they were never actually mailed by anyone. The list goes on and on. These affidavits are signed by witnesses under penalty of perjury, so this should not have been taken lightly, but these witnesses were never heard in court. Unfortunately, what we have covered is only the tip of the iceberg on fraud, cover-ups, federal election law violations, and dishonesty on a global scale.
So either the Secretary of State's office is recording and certifying results that have negative errors and fraudulent votes in them, or someone is giving them negative information.
Recent polls show an overwhelming percentage of the U.S. don't trust the 2020 election was without fraud. At the end of this video, the credits will be further data scrolling through that you can read for yourself, and pause and go back and read again. So what can you do? Firstly, find a way to download this video and share it. Film it with your mobile phone. Do anything to duplicate this. Post it with a hashtag, here is the evidence, hashtag every legal vote. Because guaranteed, big tech and social media giants will do their best to erase it from the internet, as they've already done with much of the evidence we've already shared. And if they can't erase it, they'll fake fact check it. Well, guess what? We've already
done
it.
Hold it right there. Hold it. Ho. Did everybody see the fact check in there? That was our good buddy, Alan Duke. Let me tell you, everybody, this video you've just seen, and there's a lot more on there. We're gonna cut it short. I remember this video, Brandon, when I seen this back in the 2020 there, and I never went away, and it started to go all over social media, and they just covered up, just like the guy said, false information. Oh, Alan Duke, he came in there, that traitor, he covered it up, and it was like, I'm going, why don't they have this on Fox News? All this stuff. It was what everybody was. It's there. It's all right there. And so anyway, I want to tell you. So that was basically that. And they were focusing on everything that happened in there, by the way. Those were Dominion machines. I don't want anybody to get a false sense of security here that any other machine companies, the big gorilla in the country is ES&S. And then you have Hart. And then you hear the connection there to Smartmatic and Dominion. They're all the same. I want to bring in Kurt Olson here. Kurt. Hey, Kurt, does that bring back memories?
They're not memories. It's we're living through it right now.
We're still living it. And you know what, everybody? I want to say this. If that video, if everybody would have stopped in their tracks, if Fox News was really with us, they would have said, hey, look at all this. And let's turn this, put the real president in there. But you know what? It wasn't on God's timing. And so much more is getting revealed. And when we get through this, to get rid of, it's quite a process to get rid of a voting machines, isn't it, Kurt?
it is a process. And right. Exposing
the... I want to tell you this. The reason I brought you on here, now I'm going to show everybody. We showed at the beginning. And so since 2020, everybody, now Kurt was right there. He was the one that wrote the Supreme Court with the AGs to bring it to the Supreme Court, all the stuff you just seen to get this to try and save our country. Well, obviously, the Supreme Court did the same thing all the other judges did. They kicked the can and didn't want to look at the evidence because of standing. Now, you also, everybody knows then what happened after this was then Dominion started suing people. Rudy Giuliani, Mike Lindell, MyPillow, poll watchers, they sent threatening letters to across the country. Well, just today, everybody, Ron DeSantis, Kurt, I don't know if you've seen that. Did you see the video we put up? Brandon, why don't you play that one more time? Just play that little Ron video down there in Florida.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, also joining us here today is Libby Locke. She's a partner at Claire Locke LLP and is an extraordinaire when it comes to First Amendment defamation. So, Libby.
Okay.
Thank you, Governor, right. For having me.
Okay, Kurt, first of all, who's Claire Locke, LLC, and that law firm, and her and Libby Locke?
Well, that's the law firm that Dominion has retained to go file all of these lawsuits against Rudy Giuliani, Fox News, yourself, One America News.
My Pillow,
Newsmax. And they've actually, Dominion has bragged on their website about Claire Locke sending out over 150 cease and desist letters, and I suspect it may be even far larger than that, against just normal everyday people, threatening right. them with litigation, telling them to retain all their documents, to cease and desist from saying anything about Dominion, defaming Dominion, when in fact they've never said anything about Dominion. And right. all of these recipients did, for example, was submit declarations in support of a complaint regarding, as they were poll watchers, and what they saw right. that didn't have anything to do with Dominion, yet Dominion went out and...
Right. Oh, did we lose Kurt Brannon?
He froze up. We're going to have to call him back real quick.
Okay, I'm gonna go on. We get Kurt back on here right away. Everybody, what I'm going to bring him back, and he's going to tell you, he just told you, they're the law firm for Dominion. And when Kurt comes back, we're going to ask him, why would Ron DeSantis be sitting this morning with this law firm of Dominion and saying, everybody, that she's an extraordinaire at First Amendment and defamation law? Well, what, you know what? We're going to show when we get Jeff O'Donnell on here what really happened in Miami-Dade County. But you know what? As far as I'm concerned, Ron DeSantis, it's over for anything of him thinking running for anything. The people in this country, we know we have to, what Dominion's done and these other companies to our citizens, to our election process and everything. And Ron sitting there in cahoots with Dominion? I mean, this is shameful. Is Kurt back on yet?
No, we're getting him. But this would might be a good time, if you don't mind, me break in and do a quick little plug and then come back to the show.
Yeah, why don't you do that? And we'll come right back, everybody. Get everybody you can on.
All right. Folks, remember, the MyPillow 2.0 has just come out. This has new technology since Mike invented the first MyPillow, cooling temperature. Buy one, get one free sale right now. But you got to use that promo code. There it is. You got to use that
there
promo code, L77.
The new technology, everybody. Sleep is about the height, so you can adjust your own patented fill for your distance from your head to bed to keep your neck straight and cool. And what we didn't have this technology, the cooling part, back when I invented my pillow, I found out about a thread made right here in the United States about a year ago that had been developed for this technology, this temperature regulating technology. And I said, I got to make a fabric for my pillow. I've been sleeping on it now for a couple months, and it's brought the best sleep in history to the best sleep in history, Brandon. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I never thought you could ever improve on MyPillow, but there it is, another feature added that and we're doing the buy one, get one free. It is the biggest launch. You guys see the commercial behind the scenes here. You're actually getting this commercial. Should be out in about 9 days. But my employees thank all of you out there. They're really proud of this pillow. They're all sleeping on it. We sent it out to Brandon. Did you get one yet?
I got four of them.
Okay, that's right. I keep asking that. Well, you look so well rested. I shouldn't even know it. You know, you could just see people going, "Ah, you got a my pillow. You got a my pillow."
Well, get it, folks. MyPillow.com. And use that promo code 2.0. L77. Promo code L77. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow 2.0. Of course, yeah. Also there are sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, yep. Mattresses, and mattress toppers and robes.
Yeah, and we have that. We do have the Giza Dream Sheets for a buy. We brought that back on a buy one, get one free. The best sheets in history. They're awesome.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, we got Kurt back. Kurt, welcome back.
Hey, Kurt. So, but you left right before the big question. Why would Ron DeSantis be sitting in a roundtable event that he put together and bragging about Libby Locke being the extraordinaire at the First Amendment and defamation law? Is that not a slap in the face of every single person in the United States of what's been going on in our country? How do you explain that? Why would he do that?
I have no idea. Because when you look at these lawsuits that have been brought by Dominion, you know, to me, they look like lawfare and censorship. And it's just part and parcel with what we've seen coming out of the DHS, Twitter, Facebook, how they all got together and suppressed free speech. And right. So when you look at this kind of campaign that Dominion has launched, and these are just baseless allegations of defamation. And I'll use that word to throw it back at them.
Right. So do you think, I've said it straight out, I don't care if he says, well, I didn't know. He made the statement, you know, let's say that somebody brought them at this roundtable, but he actually made the statement that she's an extraordinaire at First Amendment and defamation law. So obviously that tells everybody Ron DeSantis knew that he was sitting at the table with the law firm for Dominion that's been destroying our country. Here's what I say, Kurt. You don't have to agree or not, but I'll tell you what. His ship has sailed for any potential run for president because you know what? I'll spend the rest of my time making sure all the people know that he's in cahoots with Dominion. You're sitting there with Dominion. There's no reason why you would have to sit there and do a media being fair, or whatever that the round table was, and you have Dominion voting systems there. You know what that does to me? It says he's trying to tell, you know what, Dominion's okay. Look, I won Florida. I won Miami-Dade County. Well, we're about to show why he won Miami-Dade County. Here we have Jeff O'Donnell. We got the cast vote records. We showed this. I want to ask one more thing, Kurt. Did you see this video where we show going through Edison Research and then going out to, back then in 2020, it was to the New York Times, and they show the data, how it drops and all this computer manipulation. And then we show 2022, how this happened with all these candidates. And we learned that, and they said in that video that Edison Research, that it takes it from there, goes out to China. So you being the greatest attorney here, I want to ask you, you know, have you ever seen this video before? And isn't this is absolutely, it's like people need to have their memories refreshed. This was China and others hacking into our election. And why wouldn't everybody be worried about this?
I think people are worried about it, but the concerns every time somebody tries to say something about it, then the mainstream media and others start suing, censoring, trying to suppress that, you know, that speech. And that's really the rub of this is what do they have to hide?
What do they have to hide?
You've often said, if there was somebody said something was wrong with your pillows, you'd say, open them up. Here it is.
Yep,
so why won't Dominion, why won't any of these other voting machine companies open up their machines? Why won't they give their source code out? Why is it always a fight to get the different log files from inside them to see what goes on? So the real question is, what do they have to hide?
Right. And do you think, and why would a governor of Florida who thinks that either nothing happened with the machines in his state, or why, you know, you pick all the lawyers in all the land. Yeah. You pick Dominion's lawyers to sit with you in front of the whole nation. Shame on you, Ron DeSantis. You just will endorse Donald Trump tomorrow morning and say and try and apologize to this country for doing something so stupid. I mean, this is the, I mean, absolutely. Either you're in on it with Dominion, or whoever put them in front of you, better have an explanation of why you would brag that the Dominion lawyers are great at defamation and First Amendment lawsuits. I mean, this is crazy. That's basically shoving it in my face, and I don't take that lightly, telling my MyPillow employees, you know what? This lady's really good, and she knows her stuff. Yes, we should sue Mike Lindell, MyPillow, and 200 patriots that send them threatening letters. It's disgusting, and I will spend every day. We're going to have a Ron DeSantis Dominion report, I think, here on Lindell TV. It's just shameful. And I want to say, you brought up something. I want to stick it to another lawyer here that I'm a little upset with. You said, you know, lawyers are afraid, or that, you know, this law or the cancel thing, and you bring it in there, and lawyers are going, oh, you can get sanctioned, or you can get this. Well, I want everybody to know that Harmeet, who ran for the RNC, she told me the day before we voted, she came to my room and said, hey, Mike, no, you don't get to have anything to do with the RNC. And I said, well, you know, the RNC went down to Arizona, and I thought it was Ronna and the RNC that moved over and said no. And she goes, no, Mike, that was me. Harmeet's the lawyer, and she told me straight out, well, you know what, there's not much chance of winning, and you could get sanctioned. Kurt, what do you say to somebody like that, or to lawyers like that? Should they be courageous, or just hunker down, or you know, where are we at on that with our country?
Well, I think, you know, lawyers have a duty to represent their clients and to search for the truth and to put the evidence out. Whether or not a judge is going to rule against you when the evidence is clear, and I believe the evidence was clear, for example, in Carrie Lake's case, there was indisputable evidence that there were manipulated ballots at all six of the vote centers that we inspected. They were manipulated, clear, indisputable right. Evidence that chain of custody rules weren't followed. So for any lawyer to say they won't take a case because they're afraid they might get sanctioned because it's an election case, and these, you know, sanctions that have been thrown out recently, it's only in election cases.
Right.
And that should tell you something. It's not in any other case. The evidence in these cases is indisputable in many circumstances, right. Including in Carrie Lake's case. And so what you see is an effort to intimidate that's being successful. And we can hearken back to the days of yore when John Adams, you know, if you recall the Boston Massacre, he defended the British troops who had committed that. And actually, you know, they were acquitted. And obviously a very unpopular thing to do back in that time, but that's what lawyers are for. And so the true test of a person is what they'll do under adverse circumstances. And so if you're going to fold up your tent and run, then you know, those lawyers aren't worth a hill of beans.
And I want to tell everybody that's watching, for the grassroots and everybody that was upset that I lost and they were saying anybody but Ronna, I'm telling you right now, Harmeet, if she would have won, she doesn't have the country's back. She's a coward. Or either that or she sure grabbed a bunch of money when she got down there looking at the case and charging. I'm so disgusted with that. It's like, and then she advises, she's the advisor for the RNC. Oh no, let's just move on here. Well, you know what? You can't have lawyers. That's one thing I will tell you coming out of the RNC. You better have some lawyers that are courageous, because you better fight for your platforms. Over at the RNC, they had 90% of their Gmails going into spam when they did their fundraising. And Ronna McDaniel had to argue with the lawyers there to, hey, we got to get these back. We got to go after Google. We got to get these back. No, we don't want to do that. We could, you know, it's Google, you know, they couldn't. Are you kidding? They wouldn't be doing that to us. Stuff like that. Well, when she finally got away and said, no, we're going after him or after them, Google gave all their emails back. Now, let me just tell you this. What I said to all those people at the RNC, I said, a computer with the press of a button could destroy a company. They tried it with MyPillow back in the day with MyPillow I mean, with Google, they did the same thing. They've done it with the RNC, and they got him back. So if a press of a button can make the playing field unfair with another, whatever the other team is, this being Democrats, you want to get your Republicans in. But one press of a button can just cancel out all the work you've done, all the research, all the hard thing of your emails. What is the difference? I put it to those 168. What's the difference of an electronic, a computer voting machine, when one press of a button can not just steal the election, but can steal your country? And that's what, and that's where we're at. So I say to this, if we don't have courage in lawyers and in judges, judges have to quit kicking in the can on standing, because if they kick it on standing, you end up with judges that I will say are bad judges. And no, everybody, all judges aren't bad. People are good people. They're in fear. I think fear was a big thing, Kurt. Do you see a change that the fear factor is being lifted as people? It's starting to affect even the ones that are afraid, going, hey, I got to do something. I got to do what I was put here, my job, right? And we're not saying judges rule this way or that way. Look at the evidence and make a ruling based on the Constitution, right?
Correct. And we have to just keep on putting the evidence out. Because eventually you can only deny it and close your eyes for so long. Right, and that's what this is. This is a test of wills.
Right.
That's all. And we will not give up, because these elections are being manipulated. They are being stolen. And we have the evidence, and we're going to keep putting it forward. And judges, and you can even see it now, because if you recall, after December 2020, all we heard was the most secure election in history.
Yeah.
They don't even say that any longer, though.
No,
you look at this midterm, they don't even say that.
Right.
And
that's
so
right.
They're losing the narrative, and more people are waking up to the fact. And it's really important, I think, to understand just how important elections are. Look at where we are as a country and the trillions of dollars that have been put into play and are at stake because of this current administration. Wars
right.
in Ukraine, tens of billions of dollars, cutting off the Keystone Pipeline, opening up no more tariffs on Chinese goods. So when you look at elections, what has happened? Policies have changed, policies that affect trillions of dollars because an election was stolen. That shows you the motivation and what's at stake with elections. And so when you see what's happening now, this is a direct consequence. A balloon from China, a spy balloon flying over our country, is a direct consequence of a stolen 2020 election.
Right.
Tens of billions of dollars going to Ukraine, and then the administration denying money to go to workers here in this country or to close up the border.
It's a manifestation of this. And so now, everybody, I'm gonna sure, Kurt, you can stay on. We're gonna bring in Jeff O'Donnell, everybody. So if you follow this, you were talking about these voting machines, and remember, DeSantis sat today with Dominion, with their law firm, with the lady from their law firm, and I said about a month ago, everybody, we got the cast vote records finally from Miami-Dade County. Now, this is a deviation, Kurt. And Miami-Dade County, it's a deviation that a Republican won that ended by 11%. Well, now remember, DeSantis is sitting with Dominion Law Firm today. And here's what we found out in Miami-Dade County. Let's welcome Jeff O'Donnell. Jeff, are you there? So, Jeff.
Hi, Mike.
So, Jeff, we gave you a little extra time to get your little graphs together there. Jeff, tell us, I want to ask you something. With the stuff that comes out of Edison Research, like we've seen on the films there, is that very similar to a cast vote record, the order that the votes come in?
It isn't, because they are groups of votes. They'll report they'll report a certain number. Am I coming through well?
Yeah, you're coming through good.
Okay. It will report, they report as they have a batch or a large number. For instance, it's not uncommon for the first report to be, 10,000, 100,000 votes, and then they come in in chunks after that.
So with the cast vote, with a cast vote record, though, you can show. You told me, and I'm going to frame this right before you show, a cast vote record will 100%, if there was computer manipulation, we as people can see that, right? And if there wasn't any, you can also see that this is what this is what random voting should come in. All of, you know, as you put in your vote, the orders, they come in. Before you show this, I want to say, as you've looked at cast vote records in big cities and big counties around our country, I think you told me you hadn't found one yet that you didn't find massive computer manipulation until Miami-Dade County. Is that correct?
Well, yes. And I'll just put a asterisk on that. There are some very tiny counties that don't have enough votes to even do any kind of statistical analysis on.
Right.
So you kind of have to set that aside because there was no time, not enough votes for anything to go through. But I have to say that Miami-Dade and other counties in Florida have looked remarkably clean.
Okay. All right. Can you show that? Can you show us what a cast vote record looks like where there was computer manipulation, and then show us Miami-Dade County?
Well, yes, if you can put up page one of what I sent, this is kind of the where it all started. When you look at the ratio of Trump votes to Biden as you go through in 2020, you know, what we notice is that many, many, many counties have this same impossible thing. The red is where it should be, if you know numbers and statistics. Green is where it is, and what they do is what that says is there was an unnatural bias toward Biden early in the first half or so, and then it was allowed to rise back up to where it got to. This is a pattern. I call it the Mesa pattern because we've seen it in hundreds of counties.
So this graph, when you're seeing the blue line there, the blue line. I mean, this would show. This is what it shows is an algorithm, or that they, because it's an unnatural, it should fall between those red lines. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Can you explain? Can you explain Miami-Dade County then? What something would look like that that wouldn't have? And I want to tell everybody too. What Jeff told me earlier. This would not count. This is computer manipulation. There could still be some little flips in there where you had like the 2,000 meals where people are putting in, we just watched a video, sacks of ballots or running the same things through where you're making a physical blip where it's not just the press of a computer, correct?
That's correct. And I think that's what caused those F curves, as we call them, in Wisconsin and Michigan, especially. In that they had run out of the ability for the computers to cheat, and so they had to do something more kinetic, as it were, and just dump ballots in.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to, one thing to point out, and Jeff, I think, can speak to this. When you look at that blue curve, what that shows is predictability, and that's why it's unnatural. It's rising in a uniform slope.
Right.
And that means that you can predict what the next ratio is going to be in the next batch 1,000 times or more.
Yeah. And that's impossible, everybody. Right.
As
it's physically impossible. Right.
Yeah.
Can you show us Miami-Dade County? I know a lot of people. Our country is.
Yeah. Go to the next page, if you will, of what I sent. And this is the mail-ins, the randomized, the normal mail-ins from the Miami-Dade in the DeSantis gubernatorial race and Crist. And this is an example of what a quote-unquote fair election looks like. There's no big deviations. There's one little one toward the end toward DeSantis, but it's only a couple percent.
Beginning there? How about the beginning there? Why does it go down like that in the beginning? Is that just a normal where you have the first influx of votes or what?
Yes. When you're talking 1,000 votes or less, it wildly fluctuates. That's normal.
Right.
We see that all the time.
Once you move over, now these are votes between the two candidates, right? So you're not seeing any computer manipulation. It's staying between those. This vote comes in. It's a ratio that stays within, this would be what a normal no computer election crime would look like, correct?
Yes, yes. And it's just, again, the mail-in votes, given the random nature of their receipt, are what enable us to do this sort of analysis and say with a high degree of probability, yes, it is manipulated, or no, it's not, at least not in this way.
So now I want to say this, if you can, everybody come back on screen here. I want to tell you, say this, okay? So bring everybody back on screen. So Jeff, in all your experience, you've looked at hundreds and hundreds of counties in the United States. Of all the big ones you've seen, they all have the computer manipulation, because when you remember, I've said it before, everybody, once you steal from a certain area, you got to steal from everywhere, otherwise it sticks out like a sore thumb, which is exactly what happened with DeSantis' race in Miami. In Miami-Dade County, having no, they basically said, we're not going to even bother and steal from here, because I believe, this is why I believe this. I believe they're going, well, look, the people, it'll look really good. We'll have DeSantis say, if you do real good, and you can still have machines, it makes the machines even look good. You can win. You can turn blue counties red. And it also made all the ones we stole, all the candidates from Carrie Lake that we watched on the night of the election through the Edison Research, Carrie Lake, Mark Fincham, Jim Marchand, Matt DiPerno, Christina Caramo, Tudor Dixon, the list goes on and on. What did they have one thing in common, everybody? They were going to take care of our elections and help us get our elections back after they won. So if I'm the bad guys, I'm going, hey, let's just take all them, and we don't even have to do anything down here. Let's let DeSantis, the real election happen, which he won by 11%. Let me tell you, everybody, what that tells you about our country. By no crime, election crime being committed in Florida, or at least in Miami-Dade County, I believe it's all over Florida, like Jeff said. So if that happened, which it did, the whole country is as red as ever, more red than Ronald Reagan, more red than, and it's actually proof that that Donald Trump won 83 million to 64 million back in 2020. I mean, this is just the 2022 election, you guys. But here's Ron DeSantis down there. Then I put it to this. If that's not the case, let's say the bad guys did that, then I put it to you all. Why was Ron DeSantis sitting at a round table this morning with the law firm of Dominion Voting Systems? Jeff, you got a theory on that? You want to get in trouble with the media? Go ahead.
Let me tell you, this has been a very difficult period for me because I'm a Florida resident. And I very much wanted, I didn't want this to happen. You know, I wanted to believe the side that was saying that DeSantis was indeed America first. And I have to say, I was trying to hold my equanimity on it until today. And when he had to know the optics and the message that he was sending by that particular person. Somebody as smart as DeSantis does not accidentally invite the Dominion, one of the Dominion lawyers, and do that. But I do have a surprise for you, Mike. Can you put that next page up? I can not only show you something about DeSantis, but I can show you something about Trump in 2020 in Miami-Dade. These are DeSantis outperformed Trump in 797 out of 827 precincts that were common to both elections. All the blue up there, those are precincts that DeSantis did better in percentage than Trump had done in 2020. And throughout all of those common precincts, meaning precincts that were in both elections, the average increase for DeSantis was 7.9% over Trump's performance in 2020.
Wow. And see, that to me, and if you're going to put in a guy to run for president against the best president ever, you certainly can make it look good with machines, can't you? You can do anything you want. And I like what you said, Jeff. I like what you said. He had to know what the optics show. He had to know, who's that slapping in the face? Kurt, Brandon, Jeff, Mike, every single ever person out there. Do you know in Florida that they have over 90,000, the Defend Florida, that they went and canvassed 90,000 names, months of work down there to show that exactly what we showed, that 900 and some thousand votes were taken from Donald Trump, and the voter rolls are so dirty in Florida and all this. And what does Ron DeSantis do? He says, whack, there's all your work. I'm with Dominion, they're a law firm. Kurt, do you think it's a slap in the face of anyone that ever has done anything for our country against these machine companies or trying to get to the bottom of it? Or do you think it's just he just happened to grab the wrong law firm there that?
I believe it speaks for itself. Clare Locke is not a large firm. They're well known because of their representation of Dominion, but it's certainly not a law firm that is widely known throughout the country in legal circles. So the fact that they were offered an opportunity to appear with them certainly appears a deliberate choice. I just would like to remind everyone, if you recall, in terms of rigged elections, how long it took for the media, particularly Fox News, to call Florida for Trump, even though he was up by, I think, 3-4% for the longest time. They wouldn't call it. Yet Fox News called Arizona before all the votes were counted. It just goes to show you that there's a lot more going on here with elections than meets the eye sometimes.
No, and you're exactly right. And the reason that Florida, Jeff, you living in Florida, the reason in Florida that they waited and waited, they ran out of names to pull from the rolls, just like in Texas, because they ran out. They didn't have the big early voting because of Ken Paxton fighting all those cases in Texas that we didn't have all the corruption of early voting and all this other garbage put in. Well, but still, those two states were number two and number three of the most votes stolen. 1 million in Texas, 960,000 in Florida. So pick where we're at, though. The good news is, everybody, if we melt down these machines, turn them into prison bars, put all your Brad Rassenbergers of the world behind bars, and we're going to have a big, red, beautiful country. God bless you. Huh?
Happy Honolulu, right, Mike?
Right on. All right, you guys, thanks. And I hope the media, all you terrible journalists out there, I hope you learned something today. Your country's at stake. Who are you? What are you going to do when you have nobody to write bad stories about, Zach and the rest of you? Get on this, write it down. Your headline should be, why was Ron DeSantis sitting in a round table with Dominion law firm and saying that they're the best defamation lawyers? Shame on you, Ron DeSantis.
That's the Lindell Report.
Donald Trump. He needs to endorse Donald Trump tomorrow morning.
That's the Lindell Report. Be sure to support Mike and his work. MyPillow.com, promo code L77, MyPillow 2.0. Be sure to use that code L77. We'll go to the Worldview Report News, and then we start at 7:30 Central Time live, 8 p.m. We begin live coverage of the State of the Union Address by Joe Biden, along with commentary. Yes, I'll be making commentary along with Leo Holman and others. You don't want to miss our special coverage tonight. It all begins live at 7:30 Central Time. And now the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching the Lindell Report. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Welcome to the MyPillow 2.0 commercial.